Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of working with these beautiful mushrooms brings me to one of my favorite things I love to do with mushrooms. And if you're going to say soup, I'm going to say you're half right, but the honest answer is a vichyssoise. What I love so much about vichyssoise, especially here in California, we are getting some 103, 104. I think the highest one I saw was 106 degree day. Are you kidding me? But that should not stop any one of you from being able to enjoy a beautiful soup. Let's get started. Once again, a special thanks to Del Fresh Mushrooms for the wonderful mushrooms we've been provided with this week here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. This is my recipe for mushroom vichyssoise. What we're going to need first is one onion. I'm going to take that onion, and I like to dice my onions about a good medium to small dice because this is a soup. I'm going to need to do the exact same thing with a carrot, small or medium dice. So if you go medium on those onions, medium on your carrots, also medium on your celery. If you go small, you guys get the picture, small, small, small. Next, we're going to need 2 cups of button mushrooms that we're also going to dice. You guessed it, small. This is all going to go into a nice pot. Then I'm going to add 3 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil. And it's very important that we get good color on all this because a good vichyssoise is one made with a lot of reduction and a lot of cook time before liquid is introduced into our batch. So while this is all cooked up and doing its thing very, very well, I'm going to go ahead and add in 2 cups of chicken stock, 1 cup of cream, and I'm going to season to taste with salt and pepper because it's very important to remember everything needs to be seasoned. Once I got it all nice and beautiful and it's cooked together, I'm going to go ahead and blend that bad boy using my immersion blender. And you guys know how much I love my immersion blender. I use it for everything. So once the immersion blender is introduced to our soup, we're going to give that a good blend. I'm going to go ahead and put in 3 teaspoons of xanthan gum. Now, if you're making a lot of soup, let's say you're doing soup for 100 people, and you have to remember, vichyssoise is cold soup, so we need to chill this down properly. So remember just to double up the recipes, quadruple the recipes, and so forth and so forth, whatever you need to do to achieve max perfection with your food. But after we're done making our soup, I like to put it in a new bowl, a cold bowl that we preferably would like to have in the freezer because this will help the process to cool down faster, and leave it in the fridge overnight or for a minimum of 2 hours. For this and many more of my recipes, check me out at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.